Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there. I was trying to slow you down.
Why?
I don't know. Sometimes I can barely say hello and you're like, moving on.
Welcome to our show today. This episode's just like life. Welcome to... In this episode, Jill
Wheels
and I
up.
Talk about setting your net income per deal parameters. I figured we'd do a whole show on this because we talk about it a lot. And how would... We talk about it, and it's time to get into it in detail.
Okay.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Michael asks, after a recent mailing, I have a seller who wants to sell me his property. Well, that's the goal. After doing my research, I found out that the property was sold with a deed of trust 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The owner said that they have the deed, or maybe just a copy. After further investigation, it looks like the previous seller sold the property on terms and then sold the note to a retired couple. It was the retired couple's duty to notify the county with the release of deed when the note was paid off. The retired couple is now in their 80s, and they live in Arizona with no working phone number.
Oh, my God. Good for them.
Oh, this is great. How do I get this cleared up?
Phone.
Should I only buy this property by going through a title company? Yeah, it's the easiest way, too.
Yes.
If it's that good.
Even then, they're
going to... That's what I'm saying.
So, it turns out that title agents and title companies in general, they have thresholds for stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get into it and find out there's too... It's just uninsured, beyond their threshold to insure it, they won't close the deal.
Well, it's the funny thing about title companies, too. I think their threshold is really short. I mean, their fuse, because they'll dump deals really fast. Like, I'm like, wait, why are we not doing this? They're like, oh, I couldn't, because he wouldn't return my calls. All right, well, then let's try another way.
You know, let's
email. Hello?
This property sounds like it may have multiple liens on it that are unresolved.
With this note and this stuff, too. So this is one that if... Even now, I may or may not do. It depends on the spread, because if I can't make enough money on this one, I'm not doing it. It's already right now a headache.
Yeah, I mean, this might quiet title action might be appropriate here.
If it's appropriate.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The other thing too is that this is a great way to negotiate the price of the situation, Jill. I've seen you do this before.
That's true. If I have to do this, I'm going to pay you this.
If I have to do this, I know the purchase price is $10,000 right now, but I have to get into this. It's going to take me two months.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be legal fees and a bunch of other stuff. I'll tell you what.
You'll walk with five.
Because no one will do this deal with you.
Yeah.
So I'll give you $1,000 to walk away right now.
Or something like that.
You know, and I'm not... It's not kicking somebody when they're down. They let the situation happen to themselves.
That's true.
So... You know, if you're going to fix it for them, they need to compensate you.
You're right. I have had that conversation. I have said, look, this is it. You have no other, in a very nice way, I have said, you have no other choices. I'll help you undo this mess, and you'll get something out of it, or you can just let it go and stop.
We did that.
And I've actually told them, I've actually said, you could just stop paying the taxes and let it go. You know, I've counseled people, you know, or you want to get something out of it, I'll make sure you can get something out of it.
Remember they did that deal a long time ago? I think it was last year. The guy called and said, I'm settling this. My dad just died. Settling the estate.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any money for these properties, but can you guys just do all
get them out of our hands?
And you can have them all.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good deal for us. Mm-hmm. We made like $80,000 or $100,000 on it.
It was good. I remember, yeah. So that's out there. People, this is a good point. Last point on this. Until you get into this business and you start doing this, these people know, they often know that it's a pickle, it's a mess. They know they're not going to get anything out of it. They really are thrilled you came along, and that's why.
Right.
No one was offering them money, or anyone that really tried to. Once they got into it, they walked.
Yep.
So it's okay.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, set your net income per deal parameters. What the heck does that mean, Jill?
What does that mean, Jack?
It means It means if you're going to make 20 cents on a deal, are you going to do it or not?
No.
Are you going to make 20,000? How about 10,000? How about 500? That's my point. And throughout your career, it changes. You know, we're, Jill and I only do land deals now that where we make 100 grand. That's our bottom threshold.
Or we, more.
Or more. Bottom threshold, yeah.
Yeah.
And then for houses, we cap it at 10 grand to keep them coming back, keep the buyers coming back. We want our buyers, the wholesale buyers for our houses, to make way more money than we do. So those are our net income parameters. If you're brand new at this, I think Jill says she'd have about 5 grand, right?
Yeah, let's say I have 5 grand.
For acquisitions.
And I'm going to buy 10 properties at $500 a pop.
Or something like that. Or even one or two. Mm-hmm. And make sure you double your money.
Mm-hmm.
So if your threshold, we have several members now who are, well, Atlanta Academy is more than a year old now. So we have some members that are have been with us, very successful first year.
Mm-hmm.
So if they up the ante.
Yeah.
One specifically, a stay-at-home mom, she only does large acreage deals in really kind of high-end areas. Mm-hmm. She does a lot fewer deals for way more money, Claire.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And that seems to be working out great for mm-hmm. her.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how she transitioned into that. And she had it, she was, I sound like she was kind of testing it a little bit and said, wow, this works.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a lot less work now and do these big, big deals.
Right.
But I don't, it took her to, you had to go through the other stuff to get to that point, to really know what you're doing and
right.
And yep. pick the right properties and do all that and be comfortable sitting there. I mean, so that's her, that's the thing too. Some of these bigger transactions, you're going to be, it's like selling a, you know, a house above $1 million. You don't have a big market for that.
Right.
So you're going to hold on to this asset for a little bit longer.
Right.
When you're buying properties for, you know, when you're selling them in the $5,000, $10,000 range, that's really easy for people to even put on a credit card, seriously. You know, or they'll have money, they have a 401k, or they'll have yeah. some savings, they're ready to act on that.
Right.
But, and they can do it really quick, you know, so you flip those fast. But these bigger ones, you know, you need to be ready.
Yeah, I mean, take a look at the big picture when you set that number, too. So if you want to do a deal a month because you have a job and you want to, several members start like this. One, they want to do one deal a month and they want to make 10 grand on it. And so if you do, that adds up to $120,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
which is now, you know, if that's consistent, you've done that for a couple of years, mm-hmm. 24 months straight or sometimes more, sometimes less, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got a leg to stand on about justifying leaving your job and doubling it.
Mm-hmm.
Or asking your spouse to leave and help you, or mm-hmm. whatever the situation is. So my point is, the title is Set Your Net Income Per Deal Parameter. My point is this, like yesterday, do this before you get all into it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel your way through it and kind of decide later.
Oh, well, you should have, your net income per deal should be when you're putting your mailer together and you're pricing the properties.
Right.
Because you're picking that county for
that's
a reason.
That's exactly right, Jill.
You're really working it all the way back there. All right. You know, it's like me sitting down going, okay, I'm going to pick a county where I can buy 10 properties at $500 a pop, and I know they're worth $3,000.
Right.
That's, so I'm like, okay, great. So that's my, so I know that my net income per deal I'm looking for is, you know, $500 to
$1,000. Here's a Desert 40 model, Desert 40 acre property model.
Mm-hmm.
Buy them for $100 an acre. $4,000
mm-hmm.
and sell them for $8,000
mm-hmm.
and double your money.
Mm-hmm.
You can do those deals all day long mm-hmm. if you do it properly. And the person who buys it from you, it can sell it for $20,000 on terms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great model for everybody wins,
mm-hmm.
including the end user.
Mm-hmm.
So there's exactly. something for everybody in this.
Totally.
Jill and I happen to be cash people for some reason. We both are. I've been done deals with people in the past. Like I have a deal on my desk right now with a member who has a very wealthy nephew, and he wants to put $1 million into a company and have us buy property and just generate terms. Mm-hmm. And that's it. He wants us to do all the work. He's going to fund the whole thing.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard to say no to that.
Right.
Because everybody wins.
Yeah.
The return
true.
For the investor, he really wins.
Gosh.
It's totally
yeah.
safe because you're buying real estate that's cheap.
Right.
we're going to win. Exactly. If you're taking one third or whatever the thing ends up being,
right,
without having to put money in, and I'm doing something I can do in my sleep.
Right.
Really, I'm not going to do it at all. My people are.
Right.
So, you know, that's something I will consider that's out of our normal deal parameters. Mm-hmm. I know I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth, but there are certain situations where you're not veering too far from what you do regularly do for a living, and you still do okay.
Mm-hmm.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, my deal parameter scenario, it's just been all, it gets reset constantly.
Yeah.
It doesn't just go up and up and up, you know, it gets reset constantly.
I like that. I agree. It should.
Right.
I mean, because once you get into this, I mean, because we have how many years into this and how many transactions? A lot. 16,000? I don't know.
Not yet.
So.
15,000 deals and since really my whole life, but since in 99.
Exactly.
I made it count.
We might be closer to that, but still, the point is, you know, we are now in a position that we can look at properties all over the country in all different markets. I only tell people not to go that way first because it's too nutty to try to learn all these things at once. I always tell them, let's be smart here. Let's focus on one county. Let's focus on one area. Let's focus on one property type. Let's get your feet wet. And then expand. And before you know it, you're dealing with the whole west of the country. And now you added in the south of the country. And now you're adding in this part of the country. So, and you're adding in all these different size. And then you're looking at, now I'm looking at commercial properties. You know what?
Yeah.
So just don't try to take it all on at once. You'll go nuts and you're spreading yourself too thin.
We know what we're going to run into if we, let's say, go do this in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a different version of what happens out west.
Mm-hmm.
But I know all the questions to ask and mm-hmm. I know you don't want to put yourself through that mm-hmm. right at the beginning.
Yep.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.